Jimmy Bartel for Face Up to Domestic Violence. Join the conversation by using the hashtag FaceUpToDV on social media, and you can go to sen.com.au for more information on how to donate, with funds going to the Luke Batty Foundation and Bethany. Morning, Jim.
Guys, how are you?
We're going well, Jim. Hey, Jim, just quickly, how is the campaign tracking thus far?
Yeah, it's going along well. Always up for more support, but really thankful that not only people have thrown their money, but also they've rallied behind us. They're starting to, you know, raise the conversation, which has been a big part of it.
Are you over the beard yet?
I am a little bit, but as I said, I got through that itchy stage. It's probably the hair on top of my head that's probably pretty ordinary. I'm starting to resemble a bit of a Lego man at the moment.
The form in the last few weeks, Jim, have the... Last weekend was a masterclass from your midfield in particular. Patrick Dangerfield and Joel Selwood just seemed to own the footy for long periods of time. In terms of a combination out there on the field, and you've had some good ones in your time at Geelong, this is up there with the best, isn't it?
Yeah, they're both sort of at the peak of their footy career. They're, you know, 26 to 28 age group. They're super fit. And the good thing is they've gelled really well together. But if you ask both of them, they're pretty thankful for having Zach Smith there as well. He's been in excellent form in the ruck and really getting it to their advantage, and along with Cam Guthrie, who's been doing some big jobs in the middle as well.
Hey, Dan Menzel hurt his ankle. Spoke about Etihad Stadium and the surrounding surface in between the ground and the fence. You've played a lot of footy at Etihad Stadium. It does look like when you do cross the line that you've only got a short time to pull up before you actually hit that surface. Is it more of a hindrance, or is it something that players just have to put up with, knowing how much traffic that part of the ground does receive when the games aren't being played by machinery and so forth?
Yeah, I don't think players should have to put up with it. I think, you know, in today's age, we can find something like a better alternative that has a little bit more give in it than that style of AstroTurf. It is like concrete, and if people saw how Dan Menzel, you know, hurt his ankle, he just slid across the top of it, like when you're running with footy boots on concrete. So I think we can find a better alternative that makes it safer and still very usable for all the machinery.
Have you spoken to the Players Association about this?
Yeah, we did speak about it. We spoke about it last night, and they're along the opinion you shouldn't just accept it as it is and, you know, you just have injuries, because last year the young guy from Brisbane, Close, his knee just near... the interchange as well, but so it seems to be an issue whenever someone gets hurt, and we don't want that to be the case, just always having to wait for someone to get hurt to fix the problems.
Can I talk about Daniel Menzel, because we know his story about how long he had to wait, how much work he had to do to get back to the game. This little injury is only a minor setback, but we'll focus on his footy for just a moment. He's everything everyone expected him to be, isn't he, in terms of his mercurial skill. He's a natural footballer, and despite all those injuries, it hasn't taken too much edge off his game.
No, it's probably more a reflection on his mindset. You can forgive him for being a little bit tentative the way he goes about his footy, you know, not knowing what could happen, but he's incredibly strong-minded, and it shows in his footy. He backs himself in, he goes flat out at it, he's still explosive. Yeah, we're all just happy he's getting actually a chance to be able to show all those skills now on a regular basis.
The Women's League was announced yesterday, Jim. No Geelong side. Are you disappointed that the Cats didn't get a licence to have one of the girls' teams playing?
Yeah, pretty disappointed. Look, taking nothing away from the teams that got a team, congratulations to them. But from a Geelong point of view, we have a big football community down there. We have a lot of girls who represent Victoria and big country in women's leagues. We've got standalone clinics just for girls and women. And there's over 300,000 people down there who are engaged in local footy. There's over 40 local football clubs in Geelong and the district, so we thought it would have been a natural fit. Plus, the redevelopment of our stand is actually catering for a women's side. So, disappointing, but I guess we just have to wait like a few other teams for a couple of years to hopefully get the licence.
Jim Bartels with us here on Breakfast with Frank and Oxen, 11:16 SEN at 14 past 8. The growing respect and awareness amongst the senior AFL footballers about the quality and value of women's football? Because let's be honest, 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been thought about.
Yeah, definitely there's a growing respect about it. I think it's come along with how we're better organised to cater for women's football. Like I touched on before, you know, standalone clinics for young girls coming through, you know, proper competitions, you know, under proper rules. So it's not just a gimmick where, yeah, you can throw the girls in it, into the clinics and things as well. It's taken seriously from a young age. So I think with that, it's come through respect. But if they've gone through that, well, yeah, let's get something proper and serious in place.
All right, just reading something off the SMS from Chris. He's saying that there's a product called Rubber Soft Fall, I think it is, actually made from recycled tyres. It's soft, durable, has an epoxy in it to bind it. It can have light traffic over it. I reckon that could be an option. So I'm sure the Players Association, Jimmy, would be investigating everything possible to ensure that the player's safety is paramount when playing at Etihad Stadium.
Yeah, you're right. And you have a look at some pretty impressive indoor facilities. I know we use America a bit, but the NFL teams have indoor facilities with special AstroTurf. We're not asking for a whole field, just a small amount to replace the pretty hard stuff around the edges of Etihad and other stadiums in Australia.
Jim, I was going to ask you, Jim, the Bombers, looks like they're going to finish close to the bottom. If they happen to finish bottom, do they deserve the number one pick?
Well, I think Gil said it best. They've done their punishment in time and it's time to move on. I think everyone's ready for that, I think.
Western Bulldogs, Saturday night, Etihad Stadium. Had a look at this, but the Dogs haven't beaten you in 8 years. So you've had
that long?
It's 8 years since they had a win against Geelong. So they'll be coming for you because they would probably have that sign posted as one serious indication of progress. It will have a real edge to it this weekend.
They've been playing some great footy. So, we know how good all their midfield stars are, but it's been their ability to cover for blokes going out. You know, the old next man up sort of philosophy they seem to have had, and they're just gelling really well as a unit. They're dangerous in their back line, so they provide a lot of attack from there. And yeah, they've just got guys that just keep coming up from their VFL side and playing really good footy. So it's going to be pretty tough for us.
What about the Hawk? Does he come straight back in after his week suspension? And will Daniel Menzel be right to play this week?
I'll train today. We'll see whether Dan Menzel gets through. He seemed pretty fine early in the week. So I'm imagining he'd play. And yeah, it's a big Hawk. I'm pretty sure he's got enough points in the bank to walk straight back in.
It's going to be a great game. We're all looking forward to it, Jimmy. Thanks for talking to us today. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Jimmy Bartel for Face Up to Domestic Violence. Join the conversation by using hashtag FaceUpToDV on social media.